Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome to the Love Truth Show. This is your host for today, Kim Williams. This is our 7 o'clock Eastern Time prayer time for the boys and girls around the world. You hear the school bells going off. So I hope you're bright and early up, ready for a new day of active learning. Because we know this is the day that our Lord has made, and we shall, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We must rejoice and be glad in it. So take a deep breath. Take another deep breath and release. And just raise your hands to the sky. Just thank you, Jesus, for another day. Or lift your eyes into the hills where your help comes from. Because I know everybody is busy. Life is different. So if you're unable to lift your arms or lift your eyes up, if you're unable to do both, just lift your heart up to the Lord. Because that's the most important. We know He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to Him, but comes to the Father, but through Him, Jesus Christ. And we know this is the Christmas season. So it's Christmas every day, but this is a special day or time of the year, December 24th, in which we set aside to just say Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday to Jesus, and the day that He came into this realm to claim us back, to rescue us from the world, but letting us know as we go on this journey in this lifetime, He have a place for us to rest with Him and have joy and peace forever with Him in His kingdom. For those of us who confess Jesus Christ and believe that He is who He say He is, our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer, our God, and the flesh. So we're going to get started with our morning prayer. And I'm going to read a scripture. And I'm going to do a scripture dealing with wisdom right now. It's my 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm talking about wisdom, so I'm going to just give you a little bit before we get started with the prayers. And it's Romans 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation to everyone that believes. Acts 1, verse 8. For you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you should be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. Go you into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. Matthew 28:19-20. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. Listen here. I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. That's Jesus. That's right there. I'm talking about witnessing. But this one, we went for wisdom that I mentioned. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that gives unto all men liberally and unbridled not. It should be given him. James 1, verse 5, and Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom teaching, admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne. give you thanks and praise for this glorious day that you have made. Because this is the day you have made. Nothing like yesterday. It's a brand new day. Brand new, I'm brand new sucker. And all praise and glory belong to you. It will always belong to you. We want to thank you for so loving the world that you sent your only begotten Son unto the world. December 25th. Or maybe it was in June, but we know you sent him to the world, and we're grateful and we're thankful for that love. Had you sent our way to let us know who you are. Thank you for being God. Thanks for being Lord and Savior. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thanks for life and life more abundantly. We come to you, coming to you and say, God, thank you. We come to you and say, just continue with your love towards us, protecting us from seen and unseen problems, situations, danger. As we in our own personal home, or maybe if a person, young person lives in a shelter, or they drive their car, wherever they're in the world, God, we ask you to give them peace, give them healing, and put protection around them. And we ask that you deliver them from the shelter, deliver them from their car, that they have a own personal place to call home. Whether they live in a foster care home, or they live in their own parent home, or with a guardian, a grandpa, an aunt, an uncle, or living with a neighbor, friend, or grandparent, living in an orphanage, we just ask you to give them peace, past all understanding, God. As they get up, and it's the only way out, the house, maybe they come back in from the house, from school, before they had a glorious day at school, and they will have a glorious day at school. An active day at school, a safe day at school. Get them traveling in mercy, protection from seniors in danger, I could say, from bullies and prevent them from being bullied, and keep the drug addicts and drug dealers away from them, dear Jesus, to protect them. Keep anything that's not you away from them. Let them walk in love, peace, and joy, and rejoice in learning. Just the beginning of learning, going to school to learn some new information, get an understanding. But take that information, how you is joining other material, maybe the world had never seen before, never heard before, to share, to work on it, to deliver to the world. Who knows what those new ideas can be, new foundation can be. Every generation has something new to offer. Every single person has something new to offer. So we give you thanks. And it all comes from you, God. We want to thank you and bless the teachers who nourish them and they wisdom and teaching all children, regardless of their race, their background. They teach them in love and desire the best for each pupil they have in their class. And on their way, on their route to and from school and out of school, their parents, thank you for nourishing them and teaching them to walk away in love towards the children they have to take care of, whether their own child, whoever child is, to operate in love, God. Let every child make a wise decision, a godly decision. Their parents the same, their guardian the same, and those who are around them to protect them the same. I ask these and we ask these in your precious holy name. Declare it done. We declare peace and health throughout the world. And for the people who were dealing with the different hurricanes and mercilized and dealing with this fire, you know, this burning, we just ask you, dear Jesus, to rescue and deliver them and bring them joy just how they bring them peace as our understanding. And those who have lost someone, only you can comfort their heart. Because that's something totally different when you lose someone. So we ask you to comfort them. We ask you to wrap your arms around them and let them feel your presence and know that you're real and you're there for them. And anybody listening to this call who's not saved, God, we ask that they call on your precious name and ask what they need to do to be saved. To open their heart, soul, and spirit, mind to you. So here I am, Father God. Teach me you. Teach me of your son. Teach me of your salvation. Teach me of your free gift that you sent into the world, your only begotten Son. I desire your spirit in me. I desire your truth in me. Have your way, Father God. And I ask these all things in your holy name. Name above all name, we seal it and we say it's done, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Most high God. So as y'all enter school, forget to keep an eye on your surroundings. In school, around school, you know, walk on the safe side of the street, walk safe if you have to walk through the street, to different communities and neighborhoods. Just be careful. Don't take nothing from anybody. If your mother and father didn't give it to you, don't take it. Be careful, because everybody can trust you. You think they're your friend. Some people think everything's a joke, and they can give you something that can be deadly, so please be careful. Be safe. Somebody do it on purpose. Somebody do it thinking it's just being a practical joke, and it's just not cool. So be mindful of that. Even when you get up from your lunch table and stuff, go to the bathroom before you sit down with your lunch, before you get your lunch. So you know your food is safe, the best of your knowledge. So as y'all continue on your day, walk in love, walk in peace. Know that God is with you. I hope that all of y'all on this call have a wonderful Christmas. Christmas is the perfect gift God ever gave to you, and that's Jesus Christ. So regardless if you have a new twinkler, a new pair of shoes, or whatever, at your house or wherever you stand, you have the gift already, the gift of life, the gift of love, a gift of liberty, and all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. You have him. Those who receive him already and those who will receive him. And those who had not made your mind up yet and realize who he is the perfect gift. It's not about Santa Claus. That's something the man put together, I guess, to sell the goods and service and people say the pagan holiday. But no, it's not a pagan holiday for us. Sure, it's a pagan holiday if you're celebrating Santa Claus as if he was God. You know, you celebrate Jesus Christ. It's not a pagan day. It's you reverence your creator, the one who gave you blood. That's who you're supposed to reverence. That's who you're supposed to praise. That's who you're supposed to worship. He woke you up today. You may feel you can't reach out and touch him with your physical hand, but trust me, he's there near you, closer than the skin on your body. And although we go through so many ups and downs, and that may be hard for you to grasp, but he really are. So much we deal with, we're in the natural, we're in this physical being, but he never leave us, never forsake us. Give him all the praise, all the glory. You know, let yourself know that who he is. Let the world know around you who he is to you. Don't lean to the left or the right. Just stay fair, stay focused, stay on that narrow pathway to everlasting life. People tell you a lot of stuff you're supposed to know, to graduate from school, to get a degree, and what you need these steps, and have goals, and have this and that standing. The most important thing you can have in your life is to know who God is and who Jesus is and what His Spirit is about, what His Word is about. Hey, just know that. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, know this. Be true. I'm trying to need this, hopefully, a little Christmas song for y'all. And please forgive me, I'm about to use somebody's song. I hope they don't mind. So we really want y'all to have a wonderful Christmas. Listen to this.
Bells will be ringing, the blessed new.
Have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year, y'all. I'll see you next Tuesday, hopefully, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Wish me greetings.
This is Earl Nelly, a singer. Let me just say his name right. A-A-R-O-N, Nelly. N-E-V-E-D-I-L-E. He's an awesome singer anyway. But his name, well, please forgive me. Guess his bells will be ringing. I got off of YouTube. Merry Christmas. And I'm going to do one more. Got to have a little Jackson's, right? So this is about the Jackson 5. Don't have permission, but I'm putting it out there real quick and hope they don't mind. It's for the holiday season. So enjoy. Now, you know how you put something in there and you're waiting for the song to pop up, and then everything else is going to pop up. So, let's see. Why didn't that just pop up? So, y'all enjoy this?
Are you
on here? Yes. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. Take a long, because my head is all set up, and then it pops off. Here we go. That's for my favorite group, the Jackson 5. Signing off, Kim Wim from the Love Truth Show. From my family to your family, Merry Christmas. Take care.